It may get easier for underserved communities with failing septic tanks to get water and sewer systems. A state House bill addressing that issue passed out of committee by a unanimous vote Tuesday. But as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, the bill doesn't cover everyone who needs help.
Failing septic systems can leak wastewater into local streams and lakes. It can also get into drinking water wells and make people sick. Extending new water and sewer lines can be expensive, but this bill would allow a utility to waive that cost for underserved communities and raise rates on its existing customers instead. The utility would have to show that adding these new customers would bring rates back down in the long run. Democratic Representative Carrie Hamilton supports the bill, but because it only applies to investor-owned utilities, she says it doesn't cover many of the people who have failing septic systems, those who could be served by municipal and nonprofit wastewater utilities.
So there's a bigger conversation I hear that I hope we can generate this session.
A bill that would create a task force to study wastewater issues is also working its way through the legislature. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.